So the thing is that for a finite mind to progress, it needs distinctions and it needs a sense of movement. And if, you know, we can say, yes, it's all the Lord, but, you know, if that was all that was stated, you know, in the word, like in terms of like you just opened it and there was the one sentence, it doesn't leave a lot for the work of self-examination and repentance, which requires us to become aware of perspectives and how they fit together. And our life is like that too, you know, that all those different aspects of the Lord mean that we can call upon those things in our connections with others. So if it's, you know, a shepherd spirit that's required, then that's there. If it's a wise man spirit required, it's there. If it's the law that's required, it's there. You know, if it's a vision that's required, that's there. Teaching is the prophet. So all these things just enable us to enter into spiritual realities as of self, because we grow progressively in those things and have a delight in them and are expanded by them. But yeah, it's all the Lord, the whole thing. There is only the Lord in the end of the day. You know, the grand man is the Lord. You know, you need lower rungs on the ladder. You can't get to the higher rungs without them, right? So, and the other thing to remember too is that the word supports every conceivable angelic and human state. There are no states of affection and thought that are not supported by the word. Like we have no thought or affection from ourself. So it looks limited when you look at it in terms of, you know, text, but it opens to infinity. So, you know, what we have in the form of sacred texts is the whole of all that there is. You know, and that's pretty kind of mind-blowing when you think about that.